Observations column. Titled, Jesus is Not Done. Written by Pastor Bob Lawrence. For today's teaching, I was undecided about the title for about 15 seconds. I was thinking about entitling it Satan, Bound, Loosed, and Doomed. While all three of these things happen in today's passage, the focus of a pastor should always be Jesus, what Jesus has done, is doing, and promises yet to do. Warnings of the works of Satan are often appropriate, but the mighty works of Jesus should be the focus. Yes, there is much evil in the world, but Jesus has overcome the world. Satan's evil works are everywhere. I found that out while ministering to jail and prison inmates long ago. What I learned was unnerving. There was actually little difference between me and those on the other side of the bars. There were typically worldly evils that lurked in my own heart. Thoughts, attitudes, and habits have to be examined and then dealt with through God's Word. Inmates must deal with theirs, and the rest of us must address our own. Parole officers are the ones that keep parolees accountable to the law. If a parolee violates the law, this thing called recidivism can kick in and they can be sent back into prison. They are not released again, in theory, until they repent and can be trusted to live daily under man's laws. For believers, our gracious Lord Jesus is the one to hold us accountable to His Word. And yes, His grace is ever-present, His mercies are new every morning. But for our own sinful attitudes and thoughts to be purged, our repentance must be true, and that only happens through some measure of brokenness and a love for Christ, never again wanting to do those old things that wall us away from Jesus. Satan is bound and released in today's teaching, but there is no brokenness in him, and he will soon meet his doom. When he is released, he will return again to his old tricks of deceit and lies to gather an army of the unregenerate who hate authority as much as he does. Satan's plans do not change, he is still bent on being like the Most High. Isaiah 14 verse 14, bring your heart to Jesus. He will gently bring brokenness and make your heart new. Your own recidivism will come to an end. From 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You've been listening to the audio version of the Bobservations column, written by Pastor Bob Lawrence of Whitestone Christian Fellowship. Whitestone Christian Fellowship is a non-denominational congregation. Every Sunday, Pastor Bob walks us through the Bible, teaching line upon line and verse by verse. The church is located in the village of Victor, a little southeast of Rochester, New York, and if you are in the area, we invite you to join us. From upstate New York, Pastor Bob encourages all of us to immerse ourselves in the Word of God. Until next time, remember that Jesus is our victor.